Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court for Tuesday, February 22nd, 2011. We'll begin with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the pledge to our flag by Commissioner Alfred, if you'll rise.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the opportunity to stand here in good health, claiming my love and appreciation. So blessed. I thank you for the employees and staff, elected officials of Jefferson County. I ask that you put your grace around each and every one of us, as well as those overseas fighting for our democracy and those at home. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We're hoping we're going to be joined by a retiring employee here in just a minute, but we'll go ahead and begin the agenda item under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file. That is actually Rita round two, isn't it? That's not. Okay, item A is to receive and file bids for invitation for bids for drainage improvements to the South Central Gardens area. That's round two Rita disaster funding from the Texas Department of Rural Affairs. Item B is to award, execute, receive, and file contract for drainage improvements to the South Central Gardens area to Williamson Equipment and Construction in the amount of $1,118,296, as shown on attachment A. Item C is to amend the professional services contract for drainage improvements to the South Central Gardens area of Jefferson County, round two critical infrastructure with Bob Shaw Consulting Engineers to increase construction phase services to include the additional inspection time by 34 hours per week times 17 weeks and increase engineering time by an additional 7.5 hours per week for 17 weeks. Additional construction phase services will be provided for a lump sum fee of $54,300. Then by addendum, item D, to execute, receive, and file the contract for bridge replacement on Cragen Road at the North Fork of Taylor's Bow with APAC Texas in the amount of $801,907.09 from round one disaster funding from TDRA. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Motion by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion?
Judge, just for information for the public, could I ask Mr. Rayo if he could just comment on item C?
Cragen Road Bridge, as you recall, has been closed for a number of months.
Item C.
Mr. Rayo, is that the additional engineering services that are required because we have to?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
We did not have Bob Shaw for construction inspection, waiting to see how our bids and things went and our money that is allocated by TDRA all fell out. And as it turned out, there's enough funding in that source to provide construction inspection for Bob Shaw to continue his work. In his contract, he had a very minor inspection of the contract. We felt like since he was the engineer for the project, going to be working diligently, continually with the railroad company, et cetera, that it was best we extend his construction hours to cover the entire project. And so we ask TDRA if they would transfer the engineering money into that, and they agreed to do so. So it's fully covered through that avenue.
Thank you, Mr. Rio. Appreciate your work on this project.
I also note that we were caught when TDRA, Judge Stone from TDRA called and said that there's an absolute drop dead date for completing the contract by June 30th of 2011. And because we were having difficulties getting Kansas City Southern to agree to the easement under their right of way, you know, this is going to be a hurried job. It's in order to prevent deobligation of the funding. And so he thought it was best to have the engineering assistance to make sure that there were no time delays in the project.
It's a good idea.
I want to, Commissioner Weaver, first of all, I want to compliment you for bringing that to the citizens' attention, number one. Number two, I want to make sure I put this on the record because, Deb, we do have a clause that talk about participation and minority participation. And it has been brought to my attention on several occasions that we do a lot of professional service or different contracts, and they never get an opportunity to be a part of the process. We must be mindful of that because of the county and its vast use of funds and things of that nature. I think it's very important that we say that. But I'm glad you brought that to the table. I'm glad, Judge Brannett, you also said that we was under time constraint because people asked all the time, why didn't we put it out for bids and things of that nature. I just wanted to make sure that I compliment you on that and also let you know at the purchasing aid, make sure that you've been mindful of the fact that we do have some participation clause there and we need to find out. Matter of fact, we might need to get an update how much business we're doing with ethnic minorities in the county, okay?
Commissioner, I appreciate your remarks. I think from my understanding with Mr. Rayo and what was just stated is, you know, we got a unique situation here where you got somebody that's been dealing with the project and very knowledgeable of the project, and we do have a timeline that we got to live by.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously, those items. Under county commissioners, we can table item A. Mr. Fountain and I have been keeping tabs on what's happening on the Texas Forestry Service website. He's had discussions with local volunteer fire department chiefs, and they would prefer at least through the end of the week to continue the burn ban order in place. So if there are no objections, I'll table item A.
I'm with you on that, Judge, and see, we also let those different meteorologists know that we know it's going to rain Thursday, but it hasn't rained yet.
Not yet. Okay, item B is to receive and file executed beverage agreement with Coca-Cola Refreshments USA, DBA, the Beaumont Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding a grant application for the Jefferson County District Attorney's Violence Against Women's Act grant application from the Criminal Division of the Governor's Office for funding from September 1st, 2011 through August 31st, 2012. Item D is to receive and file a grant award for CAP grant funds for Pleasure Island Ship Channel Erosion Protection Project. Item E is to consider and possibly approve a resolution for renaming a portion of FM 365 as Bum Phillips Way. Item F is to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Belina Grice Chapman for 35 years and 7 months of service to Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Item G is to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Curtis J. Hall for 11 years and 5 months of service to Jefferson County and Precinct 4 and wishing him well in his retirement. Item H is to receive and file judicial education record for the county judge showing completion of required training for 2011. Do I have a motion on those items? It's been moved by Commissioner Alfred and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? They passed unanimously. And Commissioner Alfred?
Judge, be glad to, first, because Ms. Volina Chapman is here, read her resolution. It's a resolution. Be it remembered at a meeting of Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, held on the 22nd day of February 2011. On a motion made by Commissioner Alford of Precinct 4, second by Commissioner S. Senegal of Precinct 3, the following resolution was adopted. Whereas Valina Grice Chapman began her career with Jefferson County in July 1st of 1975 when she was hired through a Texas federal grant program. She became the first clerk ever to work with for the Jefferson County Constable's Office. And whereas Jefferson County officially hired Valina in 1980 as the chief clerk under the late Precinct 1 Commissioner Frank T. Rollins. And whereas Valina continued serving as chief clerk under Precinct 1 Commissioner, Precinct 1 Constable Marie Rollins, Precinct 1 Constable Charles H. Kahn, Precinct 6 Constable Joseph Simpson, Precinct 6 Constable Joe Quarterback Stevens, and whereas Valina is a member of St. Pius Catholic Church and is a Grand Lady of Knights of St. Peter Claver Ladies Auxiliary Court number 214, and whereas whereas during her retirement, Valina will spend more time with her grandchildren, taking care of her health and her family, exercising, traveling, participating collectively in various parish and community activities. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby recognize Valina Grice Chapman for her many years of dedicated service, wish her well during her much deserved retirement. Signed this day by the Honorable Jeff Brannick, County Judge, the Honorable Eddie Arnold, Commissioner Precinct 1, the Honorable Brent A. Weaver, Commissioner Precinct 2, the Honorable Michael S. Senegal, Commissioner Precinct 3, and yours truly, Bo Alford. Miss Valina, you know, it is a pleasure to stand here, to sit here and see you. 35 years of employment with Jefferson County. I was just over at the Ag Extension Building where a large number of friends and well-wishers came. And I didn't know it until it was told to me that she was a lift-serv for constables throughout the state, where they would call from everywhere to find out different things about the job because she had that much knowledge. She's that knowledgeable. People love you. I had one thing that I did hear, and that was from Judge Brown. He never seen her with a bad temperament, always with a pleasant smile, a pleasant person. If I'm not mistaken, I found out, and I didn't know it, but that's how life is. You're a cancer survivor. You're a strong beacon of light in our community, and I know we can never replace 35 years here at Jefferson County. It was more than 35, but 35 years of actual time here. We will miss you, and we hope you well, and God bless you and your family on a much deserved, as it stated, retirement.
Thank you. Your Honor, Commissioner's Court, I'd like to thank you for the resolution and appreciate it very much. I had said to my constable that I wanted to work until I was 62, and I did, and I want to live in legend to let that be known. Thank you.
Yes, Ms. Chapman, I want to say I appreciate, you know, anybody that can stay on one job for 35 years, especially pretty much you in politics. So I've never had the pleasure of working with you, but, I've watched you, and you have a quiet, spiritual demeanor that rubbed off. Believe me, I noticed. So congratulations. I kind of envy you with that grandkid remark because I wish I was home with mine.
Well, she was on the job 35 years, but she went through more men than Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Quietly, too.
How many elected officials?
It was a pleasure for them to keep me.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Ms. Chapman, I appreciate your service to the county and the job that you did. You'll be missed.
Thank you, Ms. Chapman. Is there anybody here you'd like to introduce, your family, or anybody that's here?
My husband, Michael Chapman, and my daughter-in-law's mother, Ellen Warren, and my auntie,
God bless.
She's 86 years old.
Melissa.
Alberta Jenkins. Sister Mary.
Excellent. Enjoy your retirement, ma'am.
Mr. Senegal, is there anything you'd like to say about our famous football coach?
Yes, sir. First of all, I want to thank Commissioner Weaver for joining me on this. The cities had already gotten together and decided it's something that needs to be done. The Huron School is a longtime school in Port Arthur that houses handicapped people. Some are displaced, and parents sometimes from all over the state, all over the United States. And Coach Phillips has always been instrumental in making sure that school runs, as well as Bob Hope before he died. This was an idea that came from Mr. Osborne. He's the principal of Huron School. And it's a lot of people got a little nervous because they thought they had to change their literature and thing, which it wouldn't have been too much to ask, but it would have took a little bit more work. But actually, it's going to be known as Bum Phillips Way, but it still would be 365, and maybe at a later date they may change that. But it's deserved. So he brought a lot of recognition to. As for old football coach, I kind of identify with him, so that was a no-brainer. But he brought a lot of recognition to Southeast Texas, Port Arthur, and the world. Thank you.
Commissioner, I appreciate your efforts on that, and you know, being a Marine myself, knowing that he was a member of the Marine Raiders during World War II makes it that much better. So, you know, he did a lot for our communities. He did a lot for the youth. Well deserved. So, thanks for your efforts. You asked for it's as I understand it from Spur 93 to Port Neches Avenue, and it's an honorary designation.
Okay, under County Auditor, regular county bills, item A, checks numbers 349859 through check number 350149. I have a motion on that item.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Passed unanimously. A couple of informational items is that I want to say congratulations to the members of the Southeast Texas Government Employees Benefits Pool Board, Mr. Swain, Commissioner Alfred, and Mr. Rugg, and others. Because of the switch from, and to Mr. Erickson and Ms. Isaacs, but because of the switch from self-administered plan to a conglomerate administered plans, and because of the additional discounts that company is able to get, in this case Cigna, on health expenses, we've had an over $1 million swing in the amount of cost for benefits to the benefits pool for employee health insurance, and that's certainly wonderful news, and we're thankful for that. Another item, Mr. Swain, did you want to mention the telephone call from Mr. Gilley?
Yes, Judge. I think the market is, you know, we're right now this week doing the refunding, and today was looking at the market, and the latest numbers we had were somewhere around a net present value savings of $233,000, so well above our $150,000 mark.
Right.
I think we hit it at the right time, and they want to try to close out that deal today so they can have it ready by tomorrow.
Good.
Also want to thank Commissioner Alfred and Mr. Erickson for y'all's work in facilitating the move of the employee health clinic over to the courthouse annex. The utilization numbers are headed in the right direction. That makes it better for the county. It makes it a money maker and not a money loser. And so we're thankful to you for the work that y'all put into that project.
Judge, if I could, is Mr. Osborne here from the Hugh Ann Center? I don't see him. Okay. I was going to see if he was here.
Anything else? All right. We are adjourned. Bunch of signing to do. I was going to. What is the next Monday after next? March. 7th? Okay. Is that okay with you, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Okay. The next meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court will be March 7th, 2011. Now we're adjourned.